This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. Going out to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 radio around the world. The Lost In Tribes were exiled. They were the majority of the Israelite nation that were exiled and they lost their identity. There was a reason for this. The divine providence had a purpose for sending the Israelites out and to where they were to go. The Bible says this, and the Bible also tells us where they were and where they were to be located in the end times. It gives us their location. The Bible gives us the location, the places where the Lost End tribes were to be found in the end times. It gives this in the geographical sense and also in a situational sense. It tells us what they will be or in what state they will be found, what their condition will be, what their material possessions will be, what kind of military power or international standing they will have, how relatively numerous they will be. The Bible tells us several times over what the national characteristics of the Lost Ten Tribes will be in their places of exile in the end times. I'm just going to give a very brief run through of a few points just to incite you, just to tell you that there's much more after this, there's much more in addition to what we're about to tell you. The Bible says that the Lost End tribes were to remain separate from Judah. Isaiah 11, 12, 13 speaks of Judah and Ephraim being having differences between them, being at loggerheads with each other to some degree, right up until the end times. That means that they were not unified. They will not be unified until the time of the Messiah. It also tells us in 49:21 that when the Lost End tribes return in the end times, the Judah will be loath at first to accept them, that there will be some hesitation on the part of Judah in accepting the Lost End tribes, and Judah will not have recognized them beforehand. In other words, they will be lost. It also says that they will not be known to Judah. If you look in Hosea 1:7, in addition, it says that the Lost End tribes will be practicing Christianity. It says that they will be not slim, meaning Christians in the Bible. This is explained in Scripture. According to the Hebrew version of the Bible, the original version of the Bible written in Hebrew, and according to the major biblical commentaries. If you want more details, go to our article on the subject on our site, www.britam.org, and you will find an article on this subject and on similar subjects, and also background reading material to what we are telling you. The Bible says that the Lost End tribes would mix with Gomer. Gomer was the son of Japheth, and he gave rise to three sons, Ashkenaz, Togarmah, and Repha. The Lost End tribes were destined to mix with them, to mix with these people, to federate with them, and to be combined with them to some degree. This may be found on Hosea, in the book of Hosea, chapters 1 and 2. It also says that in the future the Lost End tribes will reunite with Judah, as we mentioned before in Ezekiel 37, Isaiah 11, 13, Jeremiah 3, 18. But up until the time when they reunite with Judah, they will have a role of their own to fulfill. They were destined to be situated at the continental extremities of the earth, the Katsaya Arts, ends of the earth, such as North America, the British Isles, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. See also Deuteronomy 33:13 and Isaiah 24:16, 26:15, 41:8-9, 49:6. The Lost End tribes were destined to be the richest nations in the world. the most wealthiest nations in the world. See Genesis 27, 28, 49, 25. See the book of Deuteronomy 33, verses 13 to 16, and Hosea chapter 2, verse 8. The lost end times were destined to be the most powerful nation on earth, or the most powerful nations in the plural on earth. See Numbers 24, 8, 7, and also Micah 5, 7, 9, where the tribes of Joseph, the lost end tribes, are compared to a lion going through the flock and tearing down whatsoever beast chance in its way, without no one being able to resist them. And there are hundreds of more similar signs that refer to the lost end tribes, all of which point to the major nations of in the world today, the nations of the USA, and related nations such as Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the South African population of the Boers, Afrikaners, and English descendants, as well as peoples on the western and northern coasts of Europe, including Switzerland, France, Holland, Belgium, Scandinavia, and by inference, all of their descendants overseas, many in North America, Australia, and related nations. This is Yair Davidi signing off from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. Thank you.